sparking fires and shining a light on this problem. But new materials for the next generation of batteries could solve this problem and more. Ying Wang is a graduate student in chemistry at Virginia Tech. She began experimenting with what are called gel electrolytes.
Based on the properties of these new materials, we want to apply these gel electrolytes in the next generation of battery materials.
Those properties include a burning point 5 times higher than today's liquid-ion batteries.
The components of this are so low volatility that you can actually aim a torch at it and it won't burn.
Chemistry professor Lou Madsen is directing the work. The ion gel his team and he made is bonded with a super strong material, similar to Kevlar, the material in bulletproof vests. That's what makes it able to withstand extreme heat, while the ionic gel plays its role as an extremely good conductor of electricity.
It's like a translucent solid, and it comes out sort of as a little wire that's maybe an eighth of an inch in diameter. And it's flexible, and it sort of feels a little bit like licorice, like a rope licorice. And you can mold it into different shapes.
And that's the part that makes this new substance a possible game changer. Not only could the lighter, longer-lasting batteries extend the distances electric cars could travel on a charge, Tesla and General Motors are said to be interested, but it could also figure into medical devices like pacemakers, which would have to be changed less often, even artificial limbs for humans and artificial muscles for robots. It could also play a role in long-term storage of solar and wind power. So many applications, large and small. For example, Wang says she's the type of person who's constantly looking at her cell phone.
But right now, the smartphone can only last 1 day for you need to charge it. So if this material can be successfully applied, we don't need to charge our smartphone or computer every day. We just need to charge it after several days.
And it's being suggested that this type of new gel the team created could revolutionize the $48 million battery industry. Their work was published in the journal Advanced Materials. I'm Robbie Harris.